Hey, patient's last name is Nicholson, Nicholson. First name is Sean, Sean. The date of visit is November 15, 2023. Next door, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2016. First up, patient was in Virginia undergoing physical training exercises. First up, patient tells me that there was some fighting. First up, he was training in fighting. First up, there's a contact fighting. First up, he got knocked out. First up, he got hit in the head, the camera, and fell to the ground. First up, patient tells me that he immediately had lost consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, camera, he felt confused, disoriented, with a severe headache. First up, patient tells me that he felt nauseous, did not feel right for the rest of the day. First up, he does not remember much for the rest of the day. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, the patient has severe headaches almost every day. First up, patient have a very light sensitivity. First up, patient are very sensitive to light and computer screen. First up, the computer screen and light would provoke headaches. So first up, a patient also have nausea. First up, a patient have a sound sensitivity. First up, patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, next we have a patient is currently active duty in the Marine Corps. First up, patient is an administrative specialist. First up, patient is on the computer a lot. First up, he tells me that the computer is making him light sensitive. First up, the computer screen is making him headaches and nauseous at times. First up, it is affecting him to do his work. First up, he has to stay in the dark room a lot. First up, it is affecting his concentration and focus. First up, the light is definitely affecting him. First up, a patient tells me that he's not able to perform well because of these reasons. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Poston. I'm sorry, Posten. Again, Posten. First name is Joshua, Joshua. Date of visit is November 14, 2023. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. First up, a patient was driving. First up, he was driving a military vehicle. First up, suddenly there was an IED explosion under his car. First up, a patient tells me that the car flipped over. First up, as the car flipped over, he was upside down and hit the head. First up, he had the head on the roof. First up, a patient did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he had severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, he became very dizzy. First up, a patient does not remember much for the rest of the day. First up, next we have in 2005, in Iraq, there was an RPG explosion near his vehicle. First up, a patient tells me that the explosion was significant. First up, it knocked him off. First up, a patient did not lose consciousness. First up, a patient was driving in the car. First up, a patient has significant headache, confusion, and disorientation after that explosion. First up, next we have the third episode was 2005 in Iraq. The first up, a patient was in a vehicle driving again. First up, suddenly there's an IED explosion underneath his vehicle. First up, a patient tells me that this time he lost consciousness. The first up, he hit the head against the metal part inside a vehicle. First up, patient completely lose consciousness. The first up, patient has a severe headache when he woke up. The first up, patient was confused and disoriented when he woke up. The first up, next paragraph, since these events, the conversation is significant headaches. The first up, patient has headaches almost every day. First up, patient also significant poor memory. First up, patient become very sensitive to the light. First up, patient has dizziness and lightheadedness. First up, patient tells me that his sleep is very restless. Patient tells me that his headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. First up, next we have patient is I'm currently working for a safety manager and a construction company. First up, patient feels agitated. First up, his memory is affecting his job. First up, patient needs to write down a lot of things. First up, he has a lot of memory lapses at work. First up, his boss is telling him that he's deficient because of this problem. First up, it is affecting his performance. First up, patient also mood swing at work. First up, next whatever. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had in Iraq, come in 2004, come on, and again in 2005, come on, again in 2005, come on. patient was driving, first up, but there was a bomb explosions, first up, but one of the bomb explosions caused his car to flip over and hit his head significantly, first up, there was also another explosion that caused him to have a loss of consciousness, when he woke up from these events, the patient was confused, disoriented, patient had severe headache, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, the head injury, confusion, disorientation, after the explosion is consistent with traumatic brain injury, patient currently having significant headache symptoms, patient is very sensitive to light, patient also dizzy, patient's difficulty to focus, these all patient also poor sleep patterns, these all signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury, next, this marks a denotation.